For 102 years, we've served this nation.
Colonel Van Coots, commander of the Walter Reed Healthcare System, says it will certainly be an end of an era.
We have to think of it in a way sort of like a wake and a funeral, because to many people, Walter Reed is like your favorite uncle who's passing away.
Our nation's war wounded have been treated here since the early 1900s.
The building was open on the 1st of May, 1909, and they received the first 10 patients. It was an 85-bed facility. It had indoor plumbing. It had a working elevator. It had an x-ray machine. Those are the things that made it state-of-the-art for 1909.
Colonel Coote says, ironically, Dr. Walter Reed died after his best friend performed an appendectomy on him. It was that surgeon who fought to create Walter Reed General Hospital, the very first medical center for the military. Another surprise?
The land here is historic. It was chosen not by accident, but because this is the Fort Stevens battlefield. You know, the only battle of the Civil War fought within the nation's capital.
A century later, Colonel Coote says Walter Reed has become
probably one of the best institutions in the world for the care of the combat amputee.
Men and women patch their lives back together here after losing legs, arms, and a piece of themselves. On the battlefield.
We repay them by doing whatever we can to rebuild them.
In my next report, moving day.
And we expect it to occur over a single day.
Darcy Marchese, WTOP News.